inch by inch, row by row. Gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rain.
The 7th Annual Food Festival comes up this Saturday at the Jack, and it runs from 9 to 2. Workshops and many locally harvested vegetables and fruits will be for sale at the festival. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski for this week's edition of Garden Talk. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Some of the things that we might see there are apples. So we just pluck them off the tree. How do we go about harvesting apples?
Well, that's about as easy as it gets.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You know, pick and eat. That's the way we like it. You know, we've been picking lots of raspberries. I've been making currant juice lately over the past weekend. And we're full into harvest season at this point.
Is there any sort of touch test, though, for apples?
Well, no, it's actually better taste test.
Okay.
Depending, early varieties are, I mean, they're turning color. They have acquired some pretty good size to them. But really, tasting is the best. Some of these, like yellow transparent, are still very green, perfect for apple pies at this point because they've got very tender skins. They don't need to be peeled, but they are tart. And which is what we usually want for pies. Where I've got William's Pride, that one's going to be another month. It's very astringent to the taste, not something you'd want to eat. And there's some others that actually have some sweetness to them. So again, your best bet, again, different people's yards and where they live are different also. So really, taste test is the best one for apples.
Is there sort of an option for storing them, at least for a short-term basis, after you harvest them?
Yeah. In the refrigerator, yes. Again, most of what we're growing in Juneau, in southeast Alaska, are early varieties of apples. They don't store for very long. I mean, you might be able to get a month or a little more out of them or something like that. But again, they do, the yellow transparent particularly, quickly turn yellow, as they're named, and get very mealy. They cook down really quickly at that point to applesauce. Some of the others, the Williams Pride will store for a couple of months, being a bit later, Wainucci Early, and Pristine, those will store. They're a little bit more of a crisper apple that will last a little longer. But yeah, it's the sort of thing where we can't do it like with some of the New Zealand apples and others from down south, that some of those they store for a full year and they're more or less edible after a year. Eat them quick. They're fresh is better.
Okay. Well, turning to another fruit, and I know my French is horrific, but pomme de terre, fruit
yes,
of the earth?
Yeah, potatoes, right, fruit of the earth. And it is time for those folks who got their potatoes in early, like in mid-April. I know some friends in out at the community garden, too, have cut off their tops of their potato plants, the ones that are starting to turn yellow, thrown a tarp over them, and leave them in the ground for a week to help toughen the skins before digging, which is a good thing. Where if you're like me and didn't get the potatoes in until mid-May or my experimental bed that I planted the 1st of July, those are going to stay there just as long as the tops are nice and green. And who knows if we'll get a frost in, you know, early April or early October or whenever, that will kill off the tops. But again, then you can leave them in the ground for a week or so to help toughen up the skins. Again, if you want fresh potatoes, dig some at any time for new boiled potatoes, and I mean, they are awfully tasty.
Now, if they turn yellow, is that kind of a danger sign?
No, not at all. That's quite normal. That's
okay.
An indication of maturity. Now, it's with the amount of rain we've had, some of them are rotting, so that's an indication. Definitely it's time to harvest. If they've turned yellow, the plants are rotting off, remove that. Remove the tops. Don't throw those in your compost either. Those should go into the garbage, off to the dump.
We don't want to
be composting that to spread some diseases.
Well, like potato scab or something like that?
Exactly, yeah. And the same thing with potato peelings and all that sort of thing, too. You know, don't compost little bad potatoes or cracked ones or partially rotten ones. You know, get rid of those. Get them out of the garden, just like with any other tops and weeds, cabbage family. You know, if you're done harvesting your cauliflower and broccoli, pull them out. Get rid of those. Don't keep them to have a nice habitat for our cabbage root maggots to overwinter either.
Now, when you pull them out, though, a little bit of finesse is required here, right? You don't want to, damage the skins or the potato itself.
Sure. Well, I mean, and again, if your soil is nice and loose, you can hand dig them. I've done a fair bit of that if you've got nice high raised beds. Otherwise, whether you're using a digging fork or something like that, yeah, sneak in on them from the side, so hopefully don't spear the biggest, nicest potato. You come up with a fork and this treasure on the end of it. I've done it all too many times. So, yeah, definitely dig them gently. Don't bang them around in the buckets. You know, if you're putting them into buckets to wash them off, get the dirt off them so you can see what you've got, and enjoy those beautiful homegrown potatoes.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk here on KTOO Juneau.